This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, welcome. Thank you everyone for joining the Latin Generation Panel Repertoire Working Group call on the 10th of October 2017. In the call, we have Marjana, Ahmed, Bill, Dennis, Michael, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
Okay, I said at the beginning of the meeting that I don't know what is going with Mats because he is not responding to mails, so I'm a little bit worried. How shall we proceed with this presentation for repertoire group, which is missing now because I've done my part of the job. Dennis has done his part of the job, and we need someone to prepare, let's say, presentation for the. So it is not in this agenda. I mean, this thing which I am trying to say to just right now is not in this agenda because I expected that Matt maybe appear on the meeting, but because he is not, I have to raise this question: is there any volunteer? Is there anyone who will volunteer to prepare a presentation of the repertoire group tasks which we are fulfilled? Please think about it, and if someone has time and the will to do it, drop me a message. It is not necessary to decide right now. Otherwise, Sarmad, I'll try in the next few days to prepare something for repertoire group, presentation for ICON 60 meeting in Abu Dhabi. Sarmad, please.
Yes, I would add that I think, you know, we'll start working on the other two parts of the presentation. We already have that. You know, I guess we should probably wait to hear back from Max. He may be sick or, you know, something.
So we'll probably you're fading, Sarmad. I don't hear you very well.
Okay. So,
will you?
Can you hear me now?
Now I hear you, yeah.
Okay. So I was basically saying that let's hear back from, wait for Max. In the meantime, we'll integrate the other two parts of the presentation. And, you know, hopefully he'll come around in the next 1 or 2 days. I guess because he may actually have already a draft of it, which he's not been able to share yet. But in any case, you know, we can, as far as the meeting is concerned, we can still wait 4 or 5 days. That's not a big problem.
But not more than 5 days because time is running very fast.
Yeah,
and if I have to
we should finish by the 15th, if no later than 15th,
yeah,
because then we have to process things.
Yeah, but now is the 10th of October, so we don't have a lot of time for it. I'll try to find Matt's phone somewhere and ask him by the phone what is going on, because last time he said he was starting to prepare the presentation. It was before 1 week, and the whole week passed and nothing happened. So we have to decide very, very, very fast what we shall do, how we shall finish. Okay, I'll try to sketch something tomorrow. No, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, I mean on Thursday. And I will send it to the mailing list. If no one before that volunteer to do it, and we shall cope somehow with this. Okay. In our agenda, I have just a few standard topics. Progress on language processing. Just before this meeting, I looked at our tables. I saw that we almost processed 160 languages, so we have 20 languages more to process, and I wanted to ask to ask all repertoire group members to try to finish these 20 languages still in next 2 weeks, let's say just before the ICON 60 meeting. I think it is achievable. I mean, we have now procedures, and at least I'll do 4 of them or something like this. But I'm not sure that it should be written in the. My opinion is that it should be written in our notes from today's meeting that all members of the repertoire group are asked to do at least 3 languages, because some of them will not do it, at least 3 languages in the next 2 weeks, so we shall finish the processing of languages. Looking just roughly through this table of languages, I found that almost 25 languages are somehow marked that it should be investigated again. And I want to ask people on the call what they think, what is the best procedure, how to cover this problem. I mean, we have 25 languages or something like this which should be investigated again. And how shall we approach this problem? I have no idea in this moment, but maybe someone has. No ideas up to now. Shall we make some...
This is Michael, I could suggest something.
Yes, please, Michael, I don't see your hand is up, but you are on the phone also, only, yeah? Please.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot raising my hand.
Yeah, please.
I think the best way would be to discuss the individual languages case by case and discuss what's problematic about it and see if and how that problem is reflected in our workflow and our procedure, our guidelines for our work, and if not, what our decision is on how to proceed with such cases, and then make a case-by-case decision. So I would suggest doing them one by one. But
yeah. Do you think that we should do it during our telephone calls? I mean...
I'm not sure if this is something we have to do in a face-to-face context. We can try in a telephone call. That depends on the individual situation, I would say. I don't think there is an answer right now before we have tried it.
We are just discussing. I'm not very familiar with it, but this is your area of expertise, so every suggestion is good enough. So you think that we could leave all these things till our face-to-face meeting and devote a good part of our face-to-face meeting to resolve these problems. Is it your suggestion? Did I understand it correctly?
I'm not sure if I would go that far. That really depends on the group. I'm certain that there are some problematic cases where we have to devote a bit of time during our face-to-face meetings for discussing them. But in the end, we will have to review our entire work in a face-to-face setting. And based on my experience with Arab Generation Panel, it will take quite some time. So
yeah.
I don't think there's any point in like taking an entire day just discussing 20 languages. But we should set them up on the agenda for those cases which we didn't manage to work through during telephone conference calls. But that really depends on the individual case-by-case thing. So problems start with which language.
I'm just trying to understand what are you saying. So, there is no proposal that we could process these problems, offline, during telephone conferences and via emails, but to give a good amount of time in our face-to-face meeting to finish these problematic things.
We should start those things in the telephone conference calls and see which ones we are unable to finish because we lack an understanding of everyone, and then we have to discuss such cases in more detail during the telephone conference calls.
Okay, it means that we should try... Sorry, please. Please repeat the last sentence.
I misspoke. I said we should repeat those cases which we are not able to clarify during our telephone conference calls within the face-to-face setting. That was my
Okay. So we shall have two passes somehow. One pass is during our telephone conference calls, and the other pass is the rest, which cannot be resolved during telephone calls. We shall resolve it during face-to-face meeting. Now, it seems that I understood.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael. Your proposal, I like your proposal, but I was not sure how to proceed. So, we shall conclude that we shall try to resolve these problems during further telephone calls. At least we shall have a few, four, five of them till the end of this year. And shall we just look at these problems? Should we extract them in a special table? Should we need some special, let's say, process to define how shall we do it, or we shall just start every problem and start discussing it and see what will be the result of the discussion? Should we make any kind of plan how to do it? That's my question. Please.
So, personally, my suggestion for workflow would be like, how about we... Okay, so some person has picked one of those languages and worked on it and has not managed to come to a definitive conclusion.
Yes.
For whatever reasons. It may be that there are some situations which are unclear. It may be that there is a lack of data or whatever. So how about someone else volunteers to take the language, someone who hasn't worked on it the first time, and sees and takes a look if they can understand the problem or not. And if not, that person would communicate with the original editor and see if they can find a mutual understanding of the problem, and then they see if that problem needs to be resolved within the group. If it can be resolved within the group, that depends, for example, if it is a matter of data or not, or if it's the matter of, like, our principles, and then they present that to the group, and then we see if we can get everyone on the same page and find a common understanding of the issue and how to proceed.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks fine to me. I mean, I understand what did you say. We shall not start this during this meeting, but maybe for the next phase, for the next repertoire meeting, I will propose a group of languages to. I will propose the 1 point in the agenda, working on languages which should be investigated again, and we should start. On the other hand, I think, should we ask people who is volunteering to start looking at the languages? We have somehow to organize this. If we have 25 languages and we have, let's say, 7, 8 active people on it, I can make some proposal which languages are in question and who will be the second person to look at these languages. and ask repertoire group members to try to look at least at one language till the next meeting to see what will be our experience after that. Does it sound reasonable?
Sorry, I didn't quite understand your proposal, Mariana.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I was not clear. If we have 25 languages and we know each language who is processed for, who has processed the language for the first time. So I will propose picking up people from the repertoire group who will process these languages for the second time and see what experience we shall get from this test. Did you understand me?
So you want to make a suggestion who should work on those languages?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sure, that's another way to do it. I was suggesting that people volunteer, but you can try and suggest for people to do something in particular.
Yeah.
That's okay too.
Okay, I can make the list of languages and ask people to respond in 1 week who is volunteering to process the language for the second time. That's another way. I don't mind. It is more democratic to see who is willing to do this part, this kind of job. Yeah, that's better, Michael. Thank you. I will make the list of languages who was processing the language for the first time and ask people to fill in the table who will process every of those languages for the second time. And after that, we could ask those people who have volunteered to process at least one language for the second time, and we could discuss the results during our next repertoire meeting group or telephone conference. Does it feel better? Or did I understood correctly what are you proposing?
Yeah, I guess sounds good if others agree. It's just my proposal. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I was just repeating your proposal if I understood it correctly. Thank you, Michael, very much for it. I will do it.
Thank you.
I will do it. Thank you very much for it. Okay. So we have two conclusions for today, after the second point of our agenda. In our notes, we should ask every person, every member of the group to finish at least two languages or three languages as much as they can till the next repertoire meeting telephone conference. I will prepare the list of languages and which should be processed for the second time in the second round, and ask people who is volunteering to process which language for the second time. And Sarmat, please, I didn't see your hand. Sarmat.
I'll let you finish. I actually had a separate comment on some of the data analysis. So please go ahead and finish, and then I'll come in.
Yeah, I have finished. I was just repeating what was the conclusion, I mean, what we agreed up to now. Please, proceed.
Okay. So thank you. So I was actually looking at the data, and there are, towards the end, in the sheet, in the Google sheet, there are quite a few suggestions which include an apostrophe mark, including 02BC and some other options, I guess, available for apostrophe marks.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also something which was considered by the Cyrillic generation panel, but because 02BC is a letter in one of the letters in Cyrillic, one of the languages in Cyrillic. I think it's Belarusian.
Ukrainian.
So, Ukrainian, okay.
Ukrainian.
So, the integration panel considered that request, but they came back and clearly said that even if it is a character in a language, apostrophe-like character cannot be accepted in the root zone LGR because it resembles too much with a punctuation mark. Unfortunately, we may actually end up facing the same issue here. I guess there are two ways forward. One way forward is to, I guess, not include them. The other way forward is to, again, ask the integration panel and get a response from them. But I am assuming it's going to be the same response and then eventually exclude them after that. But this is something I think the Latin Generation Panel may want to raise during their interaction with the integration panel at ICANN 60, if this is what Latin GP thinks should be included. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. Yeah, this discussion with apostrophe lasts from the beginning of my presence in this area. Bill, please.
Yes, I would note that there are, I've seen at least a half dozen, maybe more, of the languages that we are processing, which use that apostrophe or something that resembles it. So, yes, we definitely have the same issue as this Cyrillic generation panel.
But it could be just one of the topics which could be discussed with the integration panel during our meeting in Abu Dhabi. But I expect the same response as the same response which Cyrillic panel got. So we can see they will for sure exclude apostrophe mark. Okay, Sarmat, thank you for this. Make out, please.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to ask if it would be possible to share the communication in between Cyrillic GP and integration panel regarding this issue with the repertoire group so that they could consult it eventually and see if there's any point in making a further case in our particular situation or not, but that depends also on the particulars of that situation, I believe. So it would be good to have that communication. Thank you.
Sure, I can certainly share that communication.
Thank you, Sarmad. Okay, we shall see what. Dennis is leaving now. He will read the note. Okay, Ahmed has commented something. He was agreeing. He agreed with our proposal. We shall ask for volunteers. After that, we shall see how shall we proceed with the second pass through languages. Okay, that's all which I wanted to discuss for today. Is there any other things? And yeah, Michael, do you want to say something more? Or you forgot to lower your hand?
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Sorry, okay, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Because that's all what was on my mind for this meeting. Do you have any other comments or suggestions or questions?
Yeah, this is Bill. I do just want to confirm something. There are a number of the languages I've looked at where what Omniglot at least calls a letter is simply a combination of two Latin letters in succession. G and a J, for instance, or something similar to that. Am I correct that we don't need to record those particularly as long as they are letters that we've already determined should be included?
If I can recall, we agreed once that this thing should not be considered seriously. I mean, we don't need to.
Okay.
Because
we had, but I just didn't remember, so I figured it would be better to ask.
I think we had these discussions before sometime. I cannot remember how much. At least I know, for example, in Serbian, we have some letters, some voices, I mean, which are marked with two letters. And I never thought they should be, they are composed of the regular letters. So how someone is pronouncing the combination of two letters, I don't think it is not of our interest, in our interest to consider it.
Okay, just my poor memory. Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, not your poor memory, but normal question. We discussed it before some time.
Okay. Thank you.
Sarma, the same, looking at MSR, there are only vowel digraphs there, but did not see any consonantal digraphs. So that's the same thing I was saying. Okay. Any other thoughts to share? Ideas? So I want to ask Sarma, do you have maybe Matt's phone? I do not have it.
Let me actually check.
Because we have to. We need the response from Matt very very soon. Otherwise, I have to start to prepare something for the repertoire group presentation.
Yeah. Even if I don't, I will be able to get it, but let me very quickly check.
Okay.
I know people who would have it.
Okay. We have to agree.
No, I don't have it, but I can get it.
Okay. Okay, please try, because I need some kind of response from us, whatever it is, to know what will be my next step. So that's all what I have to, what I figured to do for today. Michael, please.
I just wanted to say something about what Bill asked and what Tarmat wrote. So I think that digraphs might be an exception to what we just discussed. I'm not sure, because now that Samad wrote that, that may be a case where we have to consider sequences also in the context of the repertoire. Maybe Samad would like to explain why he mentioned that, but that's what I thought of immediately when I read that.
Right. So I was actually just noting, I was just scanning through the MSR and noting that if there are any digraphs encoded in the Unicode, I actually have to go back and see. They're certainly not shortlisted for MSR, which means that such digraphs, if they're needed, maybe what is being suggested is that we encode them as a sequence. As what Bill was suggesting, I guess, and also what you were suggesting, perhaps. And so, well, well, sequence in a label, but I guess you're suggesting something different. Are you suggesting that we actually encode them as a separate sequence in addition to including the separate individual letters? And if that's the case, I guess the question is, what would be the motivation of doing it?
I'm just noting that where digraphs are part of MSR, or where digraphs are encoded, such as, let's say, the letter A followed by E, I think we have that as 00E6, we're not sure how to deal with that from a repertoire point of view. From variant point of view, I assume they should be declared variants. That is, the sequence of those two letters plus that particular code point, provided that all three are part of the final LGR. But I'm not sure if we need to deal with it also from a repertoire point of view. That's all I was trying to say.
Right. So I guess I was turning my response into a question. What I was trying to say was that if there is a motivation or a reason to do an additional sequence beyond just the component graphs. So, for example, if you have a D followed by a J, and we already have a D and we already have a J, then is it needed? Is it needed to have a separate sequence D plus J separately encoded in repertoire or not? I guess, as I said, you know, if it is separately encoded, integration panel is going to ask for the motivation, and so we need to have a motivation for it and try to explain why it is separately needed from just the independent encodings of D and J. If we cannot find a reason, then we should not encode it.
Okay, thank you. So I guess that would mean that the potential reason would only be if a significant part of the script-using community would make distinctive use in between the sequence of two code points as well as a digraph which may be represented by the same. Is that correct?
I am not sure if how that would be possible. So, but in any case, you know, yes, I guess hypothetically it would be a mechanism. Again, you know, this is also perhaps something which is a good point to discuss with IP. Just to clarify things, if needed.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I also think it is the point which could be discussed with an integration panel, but my personal experience is something about two letters which exist in which are used in Serbian. I mean, we have letter J, which is one code point, and also we have the same letter, the same voice, sometimes written like D, J. And I think that I wrote some kind of comment for some commenting when some tables were on the public comment, but it was not accepted by the people who are doing these tables. And after further thinking, we have a label in the road zone which is composed of different code points, and we are not thinking about the meaning of these code points, but just looking, are they similar to something or we are not looking at the meaning of the code point. We are looking just how they look to someone who is looking it for the first time, and should these people be confused or not. So I realized that my comment was not proper, let's say, was not good, because I'm looking for the, are you calling it semantic or something like this, the meaning of the code point. Sorry. Maybe I made more confusion than it was before. Okay, we can
no,
discuss.
No, it's good that we're having such discussions, I think. Thank you.
Because I personally, when I was making, I was processing the languages, whenever I found digraphs made of consonants, I didn't consider it like something special. I just left it because all the letters in this digraph are presented in the MSR, and to make all combinations of all letters, we didn't catch those combinations during our processing. So we have to pass all the languages again to catch all the digraphs made of consonants. I don't think it is reasonable at this moment.
I would agree.
Okay. Okay. Any other things for discussion? Okay. No hands up. Everybody is happy with what we have done up to now. So I will close this meeting. We are 17 minutes before the time. Thank you very much for being present at this call, and we have a few things to do in the next few days. So, please, when I send the table with the languages which could be processed again for the second time, volunteer for them, and I will give some term, let's say 1 week for it or something like this, to see how many volunteers we have, and after that we shall make further decisions. Thank you very much for your present during this call, and hear you next time. I don't think that we shall need another meeting next Tuesday, I mean a generation panel meeting, because we have prepared we shall be prepared for the ICON 60 meeting, so I think that the next Tuesday we shall be free and do some more efforts in finishing this processing of languages. So next Tuesday we shall not have a GP meeting. At least I don't see the purpose of it. Okay. Bye all. Thank you.
Goodbye all.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Pitinan. Bye.